Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and you're listening to episode 137, How to Talk to Your Friends and Family About Your Job. This is a question I see come up a lot, even in a air quote typical school year. It's hard to explain to others what you do as a music teacher. Just in a, you know, like I said, a regular school year, when you're in there doing the thing every single day, it's hard to explain to others what you do. But now it's a little bit more magnified this school year as you are teaching. There's so many different teaching situations. You're very, very, very well aware of that. You may have already been teaching in a lot of different teaching situations. But whether you're teaching virtually, on a cart, in person, social distancing, hybrid model, whatever, there's a lot of different teaching situations. It's a little bit more magnified this school year with trying to explain to others what exactly you do. Part of that is maybe you don't even know how to verbalize everything going on this school year. And you're like, listen, I'm just trying to get by. So when someone asks me what we did today, sometimes I'm like, I'm not even sure what I did. Let's be honest. I got through the day. That's what I did. But I'm going to give you some actual strategies and some actual phrases to help you with talking to others about your job. Because maybe you know the biggest way to advocate for music. I think there's some simple ways to advocate for the music programs, for music education in general. And part of the way is inviting families to watch what their kids are doing, to participate in music with them. If they're allowed to come to your school building, to, you know, invite them to programs or to sit in on a class period. And also, obviously, there's really big ways to advocate, but simple ways like that where parents are participating and observing and understanding what's going on in the music room. And another way is for people that are in your world, friends and family, to understand what goes on in a music program. And that will help them kind of spread the word about why music education is important. And maybe they're not going to walk around and spread the word about it, but they will have a better understanding of why music education is important and what really goes on in a music setting for elementary music in particular. So the first thing I want to acknowledge is the fact that music education, as you know, has changed a lot over the years for the better. This school year is kind of the exception to the rule. I do think there's so many good things coming out during, you know, the time of teaching during a pandemic, that with technology, and we know that we live in a digital age where kids are very, 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 very more technology driven, let's be honest. And so music education kind of needs to change along with it. I never, ever, ever think technology will replace you as a teacher. I have addressed that on this podcast several times. But with that said, technology is part of the education system now. It just is, in one way or another, whether you're teaching in person or on a screen. But with that said, I want you to think of the people in your world, your friends and family. Think about your elementary music experience and how different it was. So that is what those people that are in your world, I'm saying those people because I'm trying to figure out how to say this correctly, but that's what they're thinking about when they hear you talk about you being a music teacher. They're thinking back to their elementary music experience. They're thinking about probably, I mean, every music class is different, but probably sitting and singing songs from a textbook setting. Maybe they all just sat in chairs and today we're going to do page 34. The next time they came to music class, we're going to turn to page 36. They listened to CDs, and you young teachers listening to this are like, what's a CD? Maybe they even listened to cassette tapes, okay? It just was a different setting. Elementary music is not what it is today. Not bad. It's just changed. It's evolved. I mean, I know I can completely relate to that. On the parent end of things, I have three children, one's in kindergarten, three sons, one's in kindergarten, one's in third grade, one's in fifth grade. What they are doing in school right now is they're not learning, even with math and reading, the same way I did when I was in school. It's not, they're still learning, they're still progressing, but it's not the way I did things, okay? And so the same way is with music education. All education has to change and adapt and evolve over time. It's just the way it is. It just keeps changing. And that's, I feel like that's actually a good thing. It shouldn't always stay the same. It should be changing and keeping up with what kids need. So first of all, acknowledge the fact that the people in your world, your friends and family, they are probably already having assumptions about your particular music class and your music teaching, and they're basing it on memories they have from their elementary music experience. And they're probably assuming, until you have these conversations we're going to talk about, they're probably just assuming that what goes on in the music room is exactly what happened when they were in music class, okay? So my first point is to explain what you do. Just explain what you do. Now, it's not going to be like when you sit down and talk to another music educator. It's not going to be like when you sit down and talk to your administrator. It's not going to be like that. But explain what you do. Maybe you just need to like make some bullet points. Open up a Google Doc, type up some bullet points, almost a Google points, type up some bullet points about what you do exactly. Say, yes, we do sing. Normally, not this school year, but normally, you know, if you're teaching in person, we do sing in my classroom. But here's how I teach singing. And here's why I think singing is important. I'm not teaching singing just for singing's sake. I teach it because there's a purpose behind it. Yes, we do instruments. It's not just because we do instruments. I incorporate it into these different activities so the kids are learning these skills. And they're internalizing rhythm and beat. And explain what you do. Talk about the reasons behind it. You know, you need to explain to them what you do. So the next thing is talk to them about why you're tired. I don't think anyone who's never worked in a school building, who's never worked with kids on a full-time basis every single day, where you're, especially as a music teacher, you're constantly talking, singing, moving around, rolling that cart from class to class this school year, you're exhausted. And you know, the comments that come, and they're going to come. They are going to come. There's no way to make them not come. But you're going to get comments like, well, but you get summers off. Or you chose this profession. How many of you have heard these things? Or why are you so tired? Your work day ends at 3:30. I have to work till 5:30. Or, well, aren't you just singing all day? How is that tiring? And you've probably heard something like that or similar before. And if you haven't, that's great. That means you're surrounded by some amazing humans. But sometimes you're going to hear these comments come out and it kind of catches you off guard and you're like, wait, what? Why am I tired? Are you kidding me? Do you not have any idea what I've done all day? Because here's the impression that certain individuals get about teachers, music teachers and teachers in general. They just assume that you work your contract hours and then you're done. They have no idea the hours you're putting in behind the scenes, how many times you're recording pre-recorded video lessons to send home with your students. They don't know that you're planning on the weekends for what's going to happen the next week. They don't know the tons of hours you're spending in professional development and planning and all the different things that goes into being a teacher that you realize, especially in this school year. They have no idea the mental exhaustion you're dealing with on top of the physical exhaustion, you're emotionally exhausted. They don't know why. So explain to them, listen, I am literally not just teaching music. I am dealing with trauma with these kids that are going through trauma. They miss school. They miss their friends. They miss being in a normal setting. If you're in a school building, my students and I are having to wear masks. I've had to basically readjust and readapt everything I'm doing in order to meet instruction in my classroom. Not meet instruction. In order to adapt instruction in my classroom to meet my students where they're at. I have had to literally show up worried about my health, worried about my students' health, both physically and mentally. And then not only that, I've had tech not work. I'm learning new ways of using technology. I have students who I haven't even seen one time this school year because they're not showing up to my calls. I am exhausted. I'm rolling a cart up and down the hallways all day long. If that's your, you know, think about your teaching situation and explain what's going on. Not in a negative way. Not in a, how are you going to ask me why I'm tired? This is what I do. Because a lot of times they just don't know. They don't realize. They don't understand. So when you just break it down after you explain what you do as a music teacher, and then you say, and then this year, not only do I do those things I explained to you that I do in a typical school day in my music classroom, this year I'm super tired because I am being mentally, emotionally, and physically stretched more than ever before. So just explain to them why they're tired. And you know what? You're going to see some faces be like, oh, I didn't realize all that. I didn't know you were doing all that. I didn't know. I knew it was hard. I knew that, you know, kids are exhausted, teachers are exhausted, but I never knew why. Nobody's ever sat down to explain it to me. And maybe you're like, listen, Jessica, I don't want to sit down and have to explain to grown adults about what I do and why it matters and why I'm tired. They can just literally figure it out. They can realize teachers are tired because we're tired, because we work with kids all day, and because we are literally figuring out new ways of teaching this year. Shouldn't they just know those things? Can't they do their own research? Yeah, they can. But at the same time, will they? Do you know? Will they do it? Probably not. So why don't you just take the time to have a 5-minute conversation with some people? Maybe it's in an email. I don't know. Maybe you record yourself just talking about what you do. So you share with your family and friends. Or maybe there's just that one particular person. You know who I'm talking about in your life. I can immediately think of people who always have the wrong assumptions about what you do as an elementary music teacher. So maybe it's time you just have a conversation and say, listen, here's what I do and here's why I'm tired. I'm not justifying it. I'm not trying to prove to you what I do is hard. I'm just trying to explain it so you understand. If I say, I'm too tired to hang out tonight, or I need Saturday to catch up on laundry, you understand why. Just have a conversation, okay? So that goes right into maybe show them a sample lesson that you've recorded. If you have been pre-recording yourself and sending lessons home to students, maybe share a lesson. Hey, here's one of the lessons I actually sent home to my students. Do you want to see it? Post it to YouTube. You can make it private if you don't want to have like a YouTube channel, or share it. I don't know. However you want to share it with your family and friends, share that. You can upload it to Google Drive or whatever. Share with them a sample lesson you've already recorded, and then they can watch it and be like, wow, that was really cool. I really was kind of learning along with it. I really was engaged in wanting to learn music with you. Maybe you've already have a lesson. Maybe even before COVID even hit, you had to record yourself teaching for a particular reason. Maybe it was for an observation. Maybe it was for professional development hours or whatever it might be. Or maybe you like to just record yourself teaching so you can watch yourself back and kind of see what you liked about that lesson or what you didn't like or whatever. Maybe you already have some recorded lessons of yourself teaching you want to share with some families. And so maybe just think about that way. A way to really advocate for yourself and to explain what you do. If you don't feel like actually explaining it with words and sitting down and telling people bullet points about what you do each day and why you're tired, maybe share with them a sample lesson you've recorded of yourself teaching and say, here's what I've already sent to my kids. Would you like to see it? And a lot of times they'll love to see that stuff because it's like super, super impressive. And it's super like, oh my gosh, wow, I could never do that. How did you know how to create these Google slides and incorporate this and record yourself teaching? And how did you find this game and put it in here? And I was clicking around on all the links you shared. So be proud of yourself, which is my next point, and share your work. Be proud of yourself. Don't worry about like being a little intimidated, like, oh, well, they know I'm a music teacher, but nobody's ever seen what I do. They don't really know what I do because I only share it with my families and with my students. No, don't be shy. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of what you do. Be proud of yourself as a music teacher and share your work. And then my next point is just like I already said this point, but tell them how music education has changed since they were in school, and just tell them how it's changed for the better and their impressions of what happens in music class. Yeah, music education is music education. And the main goal, and I've said this on this podcast, is for students to learn music and whatever means that looks like for you. But it has changed. It's going to be different than, you know, because back in the day, they didn't even have computers. They didn't have iPads. They didn't have Chromebooks. They didn't have any of that stuff. There was no smart boards. And so music has changed. And I'm not just trying to make this all about technology, because the means in which we teach music is different a little bit as well. I feel like there's more movement. There's not textbooks anymore. There's a lot more learning music by rote. And yes, kiddos are learning to read music on the staff still, but it's just done in a different way. I mean, teacher pay teacher was not a thing back in the day either. Like, there was not a lot of like manipulatives. There wasn't a lot of fancy worksheets. It was just simpler. And so just explaining to them how it's changed, not just saying music education has changed, but help them realize how it's changed, like how the education system in general is a little bit different now than it was back in the day. You know, those I walked 3 miles in the snow to school stories. It's a little bit different now. So next thing I want to say, and this is one thing I've even had conversations with my husband about, is the fact that working with kids is different than working with adults in an office job. It's not the same. Yeah, your hours may be, and I'm not throwing my husband under the bus. He's never made comments to me like this ever, okay? In fact, his mom is a music teacher too. So, but what I'm saying is I have had conversations with him about this just to help him realize what it is like, how he's made comments like, I don't know how, you know, you work with kids all day. How do you do that and not get exhausted? And I'm like, well, you do get exhausted, but you do it because you love it. And it's different than working with adults. As you know, when you have a professional development day and you're all day in your building, maybe you're in meetings all day, it's not as hard. Like, let's be honest, you're probably bored out of your mind sometimes, but you're sitting there with adults versus when you're having to smile and be joyful and interactive and stay on. And that's a lot of where the exhaustion comes from, is because you're showing up with joy, you're showing up with energy, you got to take a deep breath and just, it's like showtime versus if you're working with adults or you're at an office job, you can kind of work at your own pace and you may have a Zoom call, but you don't have to show up with super high energy. Not that you want to show up and like be boring, but it's different. It's just totally different working with kids and working with adults. So those comments about bus me nice to get off at 3:30. Well, listen to me. If I had to work one more hour with a set of kiddos, I'm going to pass out from exhaustion. I'm so tired. So just explaining to them, maybe ask them, have you ever babysat children before? Have you ever worked with kids at your church, like volunteered with kids at church? Have you ever taught maybe a sports team? Have you ever taught kids on a soccer team and they're like running around like squirrels? Yeah, all that, add that all up and then put it into a school setting, and that's what I do all day. Okay, so just having conversations, right? It's about having conversations. The next thing I want to say is explain what you deal with as a music teacher on a personal and day-to-day basis with your colleagues and students. Maybe explain to them that you always, not always, but explain to them what you do on a day-to-day basis, which we already talked about, but explain to them how you feel personally, like the comments you do hear, the way you feel like sometimes what you do is not as important as the regular classroom teachers, not because you feel that way, but because others have made comments or have been like, oh, don't worry about, you know, grading this year, or don't worry about, oh, if the students aren't showing up, you just don't worry about it. Or I just need you to step into a tutoring role this school year. Like the music, it seems like sometimes music education gets diminished. And when you're constantly competing with that and trying to prove that music is important, so you're battling teaching during a pandemic, teaching your students, showing up for them, you're teaching kids every day, which is exhausting itself. You're pre-recording lessons. You are planning new ways of teaching. And not on top of all that, you're constantly feeling like you need to prove that music matters and why it's important to acknowledge that. And you need to just explain to people that that's sometimes how you feel. You're needing to constantly explain to your colleagues that you work with why your music class is important and why it's needed. It's not just a planning period time for them, but kids need music more than ever right now. So talk to the others in your life, your family and friends, about why you feel that way, what you deal with comments and remarks and you can just tell in the way certain emails are worded or in staff meetings, like comments that are made and things like that. So talk to them about how you're always hearing these things and you're just having to stay strong and keep your head on strong and keep moving forward, even with the negative comments. And what would that be like for them to work like that and to be in a position where sometimes you don't feel appreciated? The next thing is to talk to them about expectations put on you And it feels like if you do vent or talk to others about your frustrations, it's not because you hate your job. Sometimes you just need a sounding board. You know, sometimes if you say, I had a really hard day, they're like, oh, well, why are you teaching music then? Or I had a really difficult day today and this didn't work. Well, why did you do that then? Why did you try that? Why are you not doing something else that's easier? And you're like, listen, sometimes I just need you to listen and not give me advice. Okay. I know what that's like. But talk to them about all the expectations put on you. There's so many expectations. It seems like every day when you open up a new email, there's something else being asked of you. There's a new way of teaching that you're asked to do. There are new students that you're having to reacclimate to your classroom, whether you're virtual or in person. There's so many expectations put on you. Every day it's like showing up like a surprise party. You don't know what to expect. And you, even if you have lesson plans ready to go, sometimes you have to change up what you're doing based on your teaching situation or based on if technology's not working that day or a lesson plan is not going well. You have to be quick on your feet and adjust and adapt and move forward. So tell them, you know what? Sometimes you're going to hear me talking about my job just like you do in your work. Whatever your family and friends do for work, say sometimes you're going to love what you do. And then there's going to be days if you are venting to me or you're talking about frustrations, it doesn't mean you're ready to quit. It just means that you had a hard day. So if you hear me talking about my hard day, don't just assume that I'm ready to give up and throw in the towel. I just need you to listen. Just listen and let me talk. So tell them. Tell them that. The next thing is to invite them to come and see your students perform during a non-COVID time, of course. But maybe it's not even for a program. Maybe it is. Maybe it's like, hey, my students are putting on this performance. I'd love for you to come see it. But maybe it is, hey, this class, this fifth grade class, this particular day, they did this really awesome composition project. And I would love for you to just try to make it to one of my fifth grade classes this week or next week and just pop in and see what they're doing. I think you would really enjoy it. And a lot of times you'll see like these what I call mouth drop moments or jaw drop moments where someone will be standing there and just their jaw drops because they're like, what the? They are like, I did not know kids could do that. I don't even know how to do that. And once again, it goes back to that these kids aren't just sitting in here singing. We are doing so much more in music. And so asking them to come in and see what's going on, and maybe they can't come in to your school building this year because of COVID. And that goes right back to the send them a sample lesson of what you recorded or say, hey, maybe it's not a video, but hey, here's a lesson plan I shared with fifth grade this week. We're doing a whole composition activity and here's what they're doing. And here's some of the samples that these kiddos have submitted to me that I compiled into this document or onto my Google Classroom if you'd like to listen in. And you can keep it totally anonymous. You don't need to post the students' names. The people don't need to, people in your life don't need to know who these particular kids are to keep, you know, discretion. But maybe you just send them a couple samples. Hey, here's what one of my students submitted. I want you to hear this. I'm not going to give you the child's name, but I think you really would enjoy this activity. So invite them to come see your students perform, whether it's a performance or just during class time, or share with them what you're doing, lesson plan version, and not just video. And then the last thing I want to say is tell them how they can support you, whether it's your spouse, a friend, or another family member who you're needing support from. Just tell them how you need support. Maybe it is just them needing to give you some space. Maybe it's you're just tired and you need to take a break after school and you don't want to go hang out and go to dinner that night. Maybe you need their support by just asking, checking in every once in a while and asking how you're doing, especially this school year. Say, listen, I have an amazing community of music educators. I am around. I know who I can talk to. And maybe you don't have that. Then, like I said, I have a free elementary music teacher community Facebook group. Come join us in there. But maybe you need more support from the family members and the friends in your life. So just tell them. Check in with me every once in a while. Just send me a text and say, how are you this week? I know it's hard right now. Is there anything I can do for you? Just tell them how you need support, what they can do for you, and then in return, give them support back in their jobs because everybody's dealing with stress and overwhelm right now. It's hard. It's very hard and everybody's feeling it. So I hope you got some pointers in how to talk with your friends and family about your music teaching job, how they can support you, how to really advocate for yourself, but also just to have conversations with them about what you do, why it matters, and why teaching music is a passion of yours. Explain that as well. How you got into teaching music over anything else because you wanted to. You chose this profession for a reason, and it's so important to you. So with that said, have an amazing week, friends, and I will see you soon. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.